Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Wednesday, January 29th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Knopf Group Real Estate and Beartooth Powder Guides. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Yesterday's snowfall favored the mountains from Big Sky through West Yellowstone with 4 to 6 inches of new snow. Other areas received 1 to 3. Light winds blew 5 to 15 miles an hour, moving from southwest to the northwest through the day, and temperatures peaked in the low to mid-20s. Clouds will dissipate today, with light winds blowing 5 to 10 miles an hour from the northwest and high temperatures in the 20s. Tonight, winds will shift to the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour, and another round of snow arrives, with 3 to 5 inches falling in the mountains by morning. In the last 24 hours, the mountains from Big Sky through West Yellowstone received 4 to 6 inches of snow, equal to 0.3 to 0.4 inches of snow water equivalent. Other ranges received 1 to 3 inches, with 0.1 to 0.3 inches of snow water equivalent. The added weight of new snow on a weak snowpack warrants extra caution if you are considering entering avalanche terrain today. Avalanches within the new snow are the most likely problem. These will be most concerning in high-consequence terrain, where a small avalanche could be dangerous. Less likely, but more frightening, are large avalanches that could break deep in the snowpack on weak layers and fail over a wide area. Doug and Ian collected field data in Beehive Basin yesterday and found the sugary snow near the bottom of the snowpack was still weak and able to produce an avalanche. I dug a snow pit yesterday in Second Yellow Mule and found that while it is becoming more difficult to trigger an avalanche, the potential for a giant slide is still real for an unlucky skier or rider. My pit was close to the massive avalanche that broke 3 weeks ago. Snow and wind have nearly erased the evidence that the slide ever occurred, and in its place are enormous cornices that could break far back from the edge. One skier north of Bridger Bull was surprised yesterday with numerous unstable extended column tests propagating failure when before the storm, his test showed stable results. The information we gathered in the Northern Madison Range yesterday corresponds to what we've seen across our advisory area. Go to our video page for quick summaries of all the recent data we have collected in the field. We are maintaining a status quo outlook on avalanches, the snowpack, and travel advice. Read the mid-season snowpack summary to catch up on this year's snowpack and avalanche activity. Today, you can manage the avalanche problems by assessing the snowpack, making conservative terrain choices, exposing one person at a time to an avalanche hazard, and giving cornices a wide berth if you decide to play on or around steep slopes. Human-triggered avalanches are possible, and the avalanche danger is rated moderate. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.